to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Dan, and I'm here with my big brother, Ducky.
Yo.
And we're here with the always gracious and handsome and drop-dead gorgeous Eric.
Oh, thank you. What's up, guy?
Not too much. We're happy to be here, and it's a special episode. It's the, what, third week of my Reign of Terror?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So tonight we got our top 10 wrestling hot takes or unpopular opinions.
Whichever way you look at it, which friendships might end here.
No, I think it'll be fine. But we might piss a lot of people off, so it'll be like any other episode. And
we're going to piss off a lot of females.
Oh, shit. We're going to do 10 each. And we're also going to have an extra two. We're going to start with the first two. And we're going to have a hot take that would piss each one of our co-hosts off. We were going to have three, but Clinton no-showed. So, actually, he didn't no-show. He said he gave us multiple days' notice. But, so we got two. So, I'm going to have one that's going to piss Eric off and one that I think Doug won't like. And same goes for everybody.
Right.
As far as news, we don't have much, right? Current wrestling's really good, so tune in.
Yeah. WWE. Hall of Fame news. Muhammad Ali is going to get inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, which is really timely because he's been in fucking everything lately.
And, you know, we went to the Muhammad Ali Center when we were in Louisville.
Yeah. He's in the WWE video game, the UFC video game this year.
Yes. And when somebody suggested to Dana White that Muhammad Ali needs to be taken out of the video game, Dana told that person politely to go fuck themselves.
Oh, yeah, Muhammad Ali's a legend.
Yeah. He's like, look, you can get rid of Buffer and I, but not Muhammad Ali. And Thunderbolt Patterson's going in the Hall of Fame this year.
There you go. Right next to Bo Nakano.
Yeah.
All right. I'll start with my number 10.
Okay.
Well,
not number 10, with my first couple opinions that would piss you guys off, right?
Yeah.
All right. First, I'll start with Eric. Eric, you're not going to like how we're going to start this, but Daniel Bryan is the most overrated wrestler of the current generation.
Hear, hear.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Not a fan.
I don't agree,
like what
of course,
he did.
But
I know you don't. I like the WrestleMania run. I like some of the vegan championship and the wooden belt and some of that stuff. I like some of his work against AJ, and the match with Brock was good. He's had some good stuff, but people act like he's a fucking god, you know, a fucking big Billy Goat.
Oh, I'm not one of those people. I just like him.
He's all right, but I think he's very over. I don't think he's as, and he's never drew like how, I mean, he's, He had that cult audience, and he had a big WrestleMania run, but I just don't think he.
Oh, no, I
at the end of the day, Ring of Honor Daniel Bryan Danielson's the best.
Definitely, and I will 100% agree on that.
I think the shit he's doing now is not that great either, but it's just my opinion. Now mine that'll piss Dougie off. And this is more of a statement. This is kind of just a statement. But without Hulk Hogan, who you seem to not like, your two favorite eras of wrestling would not exist. The Golden Age of Wrestling and WCW Nitro. I know 92 WCW's in there, too.
You know what? You're right to a point. I just think that he's, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the guy's not overrated.
Yeah.
Because he is.
But he drew the most people.
He drew the most people because he was probably the best character. But there were other guys that were, see, I liked other characters that weren't him because he was the one you would see like everywhere and then you just get sick of him.
Yeah.
So I would much rather see somebody like a Big Boss Man or a Hacksaw. I know Hogan was the star that got everybody to where they were.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I just don't like him because, you know, he thought
He's another one of those, like Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, who knows how great they are, and they're not afraid, and they'll tell you, but they won't be humble about it. They'll be pieces.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
If you're going to say how great you are, at least have like a little bit of humility in your voice.
Yeah, but he carried the business. He carried that shit on his back. He carried WCW with the NWO. The golden age with the Rock and wrestling is Hulkamania, baby.
Again, I know that, but...
Well, that's why it was an unpopular opinion.
Yeah, I know that, but, like, I don't need to... Like, other people could say how great he is. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with you saying it. I have a problem with him saying it. Because when you get that cocky bass in your voice, be like, oh, yeah, like, because of me. It's like, fuck you.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. Like, because of the fact that you didn't want to do jobs for people.
My only other hot take to you would be that Sting's a bit one-dimensional.
Fuck you.
All right.
Yeah, I've had a good time since he just retired.
I love him. He's great. But... just my opinion.
Okay.
I'll go next.
No. He threw it to me.
Oh. Okay. Oops.
Listen to the show.
He listened to it. He couldn't hear you.
I didn't hear it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you didn't hear it, Doug.
Yeah. All right. To Eric. Marty Jannetty was a better worker than Shawn Michaels.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Mainly because...
Are you on drugs right now?
He's your favorite wrestler, and I'm not going to waste an opportunity to shit on him.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. And I got a back rub from the guy.
Yeah. Oh, no. And, like, the thing is that a lot of people said early on that Shawn was the... that Marty was the better worker, but that's just because Marty, they thought Marty was more mature because he was older.
Yeah.
Then they realized he wasn't.
It was pretty clear to me in the WWE, though, that Shawn was the guy.
Yeah. Maybe in the early years of the team, Marty was the better worker, but no, that was pretty much just to piss Eric off.
which is to me.
Yours to, all right, so to you, John Morrison would have gotten a bigger push if Melina had better deep throating skills.
Wait, that's fuck.
I don't necessarily disagree.
I said you wouldn't disagree. I said you would actually agree with it. I mean, look at it like this, especially around the time, because this is, you know, it's around the time period where Vince was, you know, a behind-the-scenes pervert. Not necessarily pooping on heads yet, but so like if, you know, if Melina would have said, hey, Vince, if I give you a blowjob, would you, can John get a bigger push? Can John be champion? He probably would have said, yeah. And then, you know, if she were good at it, then.
But
John
you shouldn't do that though. You shouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't do that. I'm saying though that he, that if, they did, Morrison would have been a world champion.
All right. If she didn't piss off Trish, Morrison would have been a world champion.
Yeah, that too.
All right, let's get to our list.
Eric.
Oh, yeah, Eric. Eric, what's your opinion that would piss me off first?
Will Ospreay is a better wrestler than AJ Styles.
Will Ospreay in AEW, which I highly disagree.
You fucking AEW.
Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, Ospreay's...
I mean, well,
I do like him. I'm not... Yeah. But, yeah, that is one that I don't like. Because I think AJ's way better.
Ospreay's better than Okada.
I think current day, right now, maybe. Because AJ's not doing great.
Yeah.
But he's not being booked great. I don't know if that's AJ's fault. But
no, I don't. I think he's not being booked great.
Yeah. Ospreay's being better booked for sure.
For you, Dougie.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Bailey is a better wrestler than Monet.
Bailey's
like
a better
Monet.
Wrestler.
I like Sasha Banks.
Bailey's a better wrestler than Mercedes.
Yeah.
Duh. Everybody knows that.
Okay. I disagree.
No. I never said Sasha was the greatest women's wrestler. I think she's hot and I would like to... Anyway. No, I've always thought Bailey was better. I mean,
okay.
Not that Mercedes is hotter.
I think Sasha's better in the ring.
I mean, they're both good in the ring. They're both good. I mean, that's not going to like fucking, like, if you would have come up and said, oh, I think Britt Baker is better than, better looking than Mercedes, I'd drive to your house and beat the shit out of you. But just saying that Bailey's a better worker than Mercedes, that's not fighting words. That's.
I expect more out of you next time, Eric. I wanted you to give it to Doug.
Oh, okay.
Heard.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I couldn't think of anything to piss off Doug.
You should have said the territories are shit. Old school wrestling's garbage.
I should have said the Young Bucks are better than the Steiner Brothers. There you go.
You should have said that.
Yeah, you should have, because then I'd be fucking atomic.
That's a good one.
All okay, right. I'll go with that. Young Bucks are better than Steiners.
I will shit in a jar, put it on your front porch, and light it on fire.
A jar? You're going to light a jar on fire, not a bag? Or did you fuck
it in the jar?
You put a brown paper bag and light it on fire with shit in it.
Oh, I thought you put it in the jar.
Because you stomp it out and it gets your foot. You don't stomp a jar, you jackass.
All right, so we'll do that.
I do have a hot take for the Young Bucks later, so. Which would be a completely critical of me now. So
that's what Dad used to tell me.
No.
Does that explain it?
Yeah, I get it now. All right, let's get to our list. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll go first. And then, just to go out of order, Eric will go next.
Good.
And then we'll end with Doug. My number 10 unpopular wrestling opinion is that TNA was a better alternative to WWE than AEW is. And just because I thought there was different shit. Now, mind you, because AEW is an alternative, what do they really bring to the table besides Slippy Dippy and shit? I think they've done some good storylines and like... Moxley's done some good stuff.
Yeah.
Cody, when he was there, did some good stuff. MJF did a lot of great stuff. Darby's fallen through a lot of cool shit. And they have had some good stuff, but I don't see them as a full alternative. I saw TNA with the Knockouts division and the women. When you had WWE and the Divas, and it was still like not – they weren't giving 2-minute matches. Yeah, well, I think a TNA more – in like 2000 before Hogan comes out, like 2008, but they had the Knockouts division.
Yeah.
They had an amazing tag team division when Vince kind of stopped caring about tag team wrestling.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and I completely agree with that take.
I don't disagree with that either.
AEW, and I know there's AEW fans out there, and TNA fans. There's at least 10 left, but TNA at least like. Because they didn't try to shove anything down your throat.
No.
It was, and you didn't have the TNA commissioner or owner or whatever go on podcasts and say, oh, this is, we got a great card tonight, mainly because their stuff was taped like a month in advance. We got a great card tonight and all that. And then, like, if stuff went wrong, it wasn't, oh, no comment, but thank you for asking the question. Oh, I appreciate the question, but I'm not going to answer you. It was, stuff is fucked up. We're dealing with some shit. Here's what happened. They are upfront with a lot of their
they were a lot upfront with a lot of their shortcomings.
Who was?
TNA.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, especially like when, you know, Jeff Jarrett decided that, you know, he wanted a piece of Karen Angle and all that stuff. They were very, everybody was very upfront about that.
Yeah.
Like if that would have happened in AEW, Tony Khan be like, oh, well, thank you very much for asking the question, but no comment. Because so like this guy, he books an interview to talk about, oh, tonight's card, you know, it's what we're going to talk about. Nobody gives a fuck about the card. Like, yeah, you know, is we get it. You're a wrestling company and all that, and you're excited about the matches. But you do know that you determine who wins those matches, right?
Yeah.
They're not actually going out and fighting those matches. But
yep.
You're not like Dixie Carter never acted like a mark.
No,
I mean that's because she's a complete idiot.
No, she did some good heel work at the end too. Yeah. Tony's a crazy. It's not even just the. I just mean as an alternative when you look at the product. An alternative is supposed to be different to what you're currently watching, and I see WWE. AEW don't seem that different to me at times. TNA had they had different shit. They had a better women's division and a better tag team division. And the main eventers, they had like, if you didn't want to see the big hulked out, roided out dudes on the other channel, then you could fucking watch AJ Styles fly around with Christopher Daniels or AJ Styles go against Samoa Joe in the main event. And I know you got Samoa Joe now, but Samoa Joe was in his prime back then. And, the X division was fucking probably the best light heavyweight division up there with cruiserweights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
X division was fucking phenomenal.
I agree with that.
And characters like Abyss, like they just had different shit. And
different vibes.
They never had enough eyeballs.
Different vibes to it.
And they never had the money that Tony has. But as far as an alternative, I do think they're better. All right, Eric, what's your number 10?
Number 10. Will be a women's match where Monet will headline All In the future at Wembley.
How is that an unpopular opinion?
Huh?
You're saying that the person that you're saying that the hottest signing that they've had, you know, in however many months, is going to headline an All In the future. How is that an unpopular opinion?
Well, a lot of
guys that like to masturbate to her are probably like salivating at that now.
How many women main events have been at an AEW pay-per-view?
I think had one, and technically that was a Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Exactly. So that does make his kind of valid because that women's division has been struggling.
They got Wembley, too.
It's a Wembley, though.
Well, and I'm not saying, what I'm saying is that, like, an unpopular opinion, I think a lot of people would agree with that, and they would want that to happen. So I don't think anybody would shit on it.
Because
maybe they would.
Well, I mean, wrestling fans are, you know,
I know a few people that would.
Of our generation, but...
Jesus.
In a certain group, there's a few people in that group that would...
There's a lot of women. Jim Cornette wouldn't be happy.
Well, that's because Jim Cornette secretly fancies the fellas.
He has a wife. All right.
We don't know what's downstairs.
All right. Don't be a Jim on Jim. Don't talk about your papa like that.
Why not?
Yeah, do what you want.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, you're number 10.
All right, here we go.
Let's see if this is unpopular.
It might be unpopular with some people because this guy actually is liked. But Kevin Nash is an American Great Khali. What I mean by that...
What was that, Matt Morgan?
Kevin Nash is an American Great Khali.
Okay.
Would you like me to elaborate?
No, I disagree.
Why? He's fucking lazy. He can't move. He can't work.
The only thing he could do better than Kali ever could was talk, and that's because he speaks English. But watching a Kevin Nash match is like watching a great Kali match. You know it's going to be bullshit.
You don't think he's ever had a great match?
Unless Bret Hart was with him, no.
Okay.
And I just think that, you know, Kevin Nash, you know, again, and I don't know if I'd necessarily great Kali say great Kali is lazy because he really can't move that well, but Kevin Nash, and I like Kevin Nash. I like hearing him tell like stories and all that, and I think he's funny. But as a wrestler, Kevin Nash is one of the laziest motherfuckers on the planet.
And
he proved how lazy he was. Well, and I don't know if I necessarily blame him for this, though, because he finally, like, he opened up, because he still won't shut up about the fact that, you know, that he didn't want to do Sting's retirement. And apparently Sting had asked him, hey, can you do anything physical? And that's when Nash came up with the bullshit, well, I don't think Hunter will let me.
Yeah.
Because Kevin Nash is fucking lazy.
I have liked some of his shit, so I can't, because everything Kali's done is pretty much unbearable besides some of the funny Kiss Cam stuff. I have liked some Kevin Nash matches and programs throughout the years, so I can't totally get behind that, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah. It's just, it's just basically based on, you know, Kali is, it's because he can't move and he's immobile. Nash is just lazy.
Yeah. My turn?
Yep.
All right, this is a current one. I think Drew McIntyre is a bad heel. A lot of people think he's doing the best work of his life right now, and I completely disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, he took out a guy that I can't fucking stand, so I can't say that he's being a good heel.
Well, it's... like, I get it, the promos and stuff, but he's so focused on Punk, and I get it, Seth Rollins is focused on the bloodline. But I just don't find him that entertaining as a bad guy. I find him better with the sword as a heel. I don't, because he kind of tries to act like slimy and like scummy, and like, to me, he's better as like a fucking Celtic hero, you know? He's not even Celtic, I don't know what the fuck he is, Scottish?
Yeah.
And, he's the man, and he's badass when he comes out in the fucking sword and he does the cool shit. And he's fucking Braveheart, baby. But you fucking can't when he tries to do the smarmy fucking. I didn't like him back in the day as a heel, and I don't really like him now as a heel. It's not my thing. Doesn't work for me.
I do think when he hung out with Dolph Ziggler and was like kind of, you know, Dolph thought he was Shawn Michaels and treated Drew as his Diesel.
I did like that for a little bit.
I thought that was good heel work because there was no reason why Dolph Ziggler should be going over anybody except for maybe a Cliff. But and I'm not talking about a guy named Cliff.
But then he broke out from that and became a babyface, and it was a good run.
Yeah.
A better run spawned from that.
Yeah. So, I mean, and no, I see what you're saying, and I kind of agree.
Eric?
I agree with that.
You're number nine?
My number nine is Jay Cardo and Bianca Belair will headline WrestleMania 41 this year.
They'll headline WrestleMania 41 next year?
Yeah. If they don't fight this year. I don't know. Who knows if they are.
I mean, the thing is it's going to depend on what they're doing at that time. I could see it, and I would want to see it. But it's also going to depend. It's going to depend really politically.
What's Bianca doing this year? Nothing, right?
They haven't booked her for anything yet.
Surprised they didn't do that this year.
I don't think they I think they thought about it, but I don't think they want Jade to lose right away.
Yeah. You got to build her up a little more.
Yeah.
But I agree. I mean, that would be dope if that happened. That would be cool.
It would be cool if it happened. I just don't know if they do it, if they would give them the main event slot.
Well, I think they deserve it, Doug.
No, I think they do, too. I just don't think they would do it. Remember, it also depends, like, Triple H is technically the one in charge of the content, but he also has to, have it approved by, he might decide, oh, no, the main event's got to go to Nia versus Tamina if we're going to do a women's main event.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's going to happen either, but he's also stupid.
All right. Your turn, right, Dougie?
Yep. My number nine?
Your number nine.
The Fabulous Freebirds are the most overrated trio of all time.
Wow. I expected you to say Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
Well, I'm talking, currently they are, yeah. Of all time, you had Buddy Roberts, who was getting old and had a lot of health problems. You had Michael Hayes, who, yeah, he could talk and all that, but his work was the shits. And you had Terry Gordy, who basically was Eugene as a bar fighter.
Dude. All right, Eric, you give your opinion on this.
I agree with him.
Okay. Because now I'm going to, because I'm after you, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go right into my next pick.
Uh-oh.
Because it's funny how this worked out.
Oh, shit.
The Freebirds are a better group than the Four Horsemen. And Michael Hayes should have had a world title run.
Oh. I mean, and here's the thing. Michael Hayes would make an awesome manager, okay? I just don't see the appeal. Like, I never saw the Freebird appeal, and Jimmy Garvin wasn't that great.
They were the tits. They were, first of all, Jimmy Jam Garvin was not – I don't like that version of Freebird. That's like Paul Roma and the Horsemen.
Yeah.
But – when you got Terry Gordy, the most badass motherfucker of all time, who knocks heads, he's fucking getting in bar fights left and right. He's a badass with a cowboy hat. Terry Gordy, I miss when fat guys could look tough like that. And he was a big fat guy that looked like a tough motherfucker. Terry Gordy's the man. You don't want to piss Terry Gordy off. And Buddy Roberts was the Ric Flair fucking stylish kind of fucking the blonde hair. You want to see him get beat up. And he got his ass kicked most times. Like, he would take a lot of the bumps for the group.
Right.
Michael Hayes is one of the better talkers, and he had a good look. He could have been world champion. I sincerely think that. I think Michael Hayes was like, his work wasn't amazing. I'm not going to lie. But he did have...
How the hell could he be world champion if he fucking...
Because Goldberg was world champion.
Well, in the era that we're talking about, in that 80s era, especially in the NWA...
Didn't Nikita have a run?
No.
He was in the main event picture a lot.
Yeah, but he didn't have a world title run. In the NWA in the 80s, in the early to mid-80s, you had to be a really good wrestler if you were going to be considered for a world title run.
If you don't think Dusty and him in the cage wouldn't have been money, I don't know what to tell you. I got nothing for you. If you don't think him and Magnum TA in a I Quit match or something, or in a really fucking good fucking 20-minute contest, I think it would be money.
Monopoly money, yeah.
All right. I think Michael Hayes is underrated. I disagree with you completely on your last pick.
Yeah, well, the Freebirds are. I disagree with you on yours.
And I like the Horsemen; they're a legendary group. But the Freebirds, maybe, are one of the best tag teams of all time. It's an unpopular opinion for a reason.
Yeah. If Kenny Lehman were listening to this show right now, he's probably throwing his helmet at his laptop.
I love the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
Big fan of the group.
No, he's probably getting mad at me, not you.
What, for talking shit about the Freebirds?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think the Freebirds are the shit. And I think they're probably the best one of the best tag teams of all.
I think they're the shits too, but not in a good way.
You're a Von Erich fan, right?
Yeah.
Von Erichs don't exist without the Freebirds. Next. All right, Eric,
I'll tickle that tummy.
I'll fucking tickle some of yours. All right, Eric, go ahead. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if it's going to be unpopular, but Cody is going to have a better run with the title than Reigns has, and it will have a bigger impact.
You know, anybody can have a better run with the belt than Reigns can, because anybody will probably work more than Reigns does. This guy works 3 days a year. He's the laziest motherfucker on the planet. So,
yeah.
Saying that Cody is going to have a better reign than Roman, it's like, duh.
Okay, sorry.
No, don't apologize. Yeah. Like, I mean, you're basically saying, like, you're being very tame. Like, we're supposed to be pissing people off, Eric.
Well, it sounds like he's pissing you off.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I am seriously the only person he can piss off.
He's such a likable guy.
Yeah.
He's so likable.
I know.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't try to piss at, and he doesn't even try to piss me off. It's just, he does. So, like, these next few opinions, Eric, like, pretend like you're just talking to me. Like,
okay.
Come on. Let's
I mean,
get
I have better
people
one.
Off here.
Well, it was hot takes, too. So,
yeah.
Some of these are hot takes. Cody might not even get a run. So it might be a hot take from Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? We might not even see it, Ron.
Don't look at my list, you bastard. All right, your turn, Doug.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Too busy shitting on Eric's list, yeah.
Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart in the Iron Man match
is the most boring WrestleMania match in history. I mean, we've said it before, or I've said it before, like, if you want to take a 60-minute nap, you watch this match. It sucked. It was boring. You know, you would expect better from Bret Hart. Kind of expect better from Shawn Michaels. I mean, you would definitely expect better if it was Bret Hart versus Marty Jannetty. It definitely would have been better. But yeah, no, this
very funny.
Yeah, the most boring WrestleMania match in history.
All right, yeah, I don't love it either. My turn. You ready?
Yep, number 7.
Tony Khan should have just bought Ring of Honor instead of making AEW. From the very beginning. There's no reason to fucking make... He buys ROH anyway, and he acts like it's a big deal. It's fucking not. It's worth $10. But he fucking... But it is. It's a terrible... I mean, and I love Ring of Honor, but a lot of... Like, no one fucking went to see it. That was the whole point. The few people that did loved it, and they had great wrestling, but they were a recognizable brand, at least. Buy them, make them, get them, put all your money behind them, and put them on TV, and fucking make it, the dream happen with them. And get the deal with them. Ring of Honor. That's a good name. Instead of fucking having this whole problem. And yeah, and then you don't have to deal with the EVP issues of people not liking the Young Fucks and Kenny Omega. So I think a lot, it would have been way better if he just bought ROH, kept the talent, brought new talent in, and then not fucking spent all the money at the wazoo and kind of botched everything.
Exactly. And the first show with All In, which with Ring of Honor.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
it was basically a Ring of Honor show.
Yeah. And I agree with that because, you know, he wouldn't be running two companies into the ground right now. One would actually be somewhat succeeding.
Yeah, he could have saved one and made it a whole thing. And that's got a legacy. It's got a history. And it's got a video library. So you could have had that right off the bat and fucking launched your little streaming service or something and fucking made money that way and got people on board. And then, you know, fucking it's a new era of Ring of Honor and you got money behind them. And it could have been amazing.
You wanted to rename it Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor has a better ring to it to me. Like All Elite, and then you have the Elite, and the Elite's like a group from Japan, and it's very murky. It's very, you know what I mean? Ring of Honor, it's its own brand, and you can make it a big deal again. So,
I agree with that. That's a great hot take.
Thanks, Eric.
Danny.
It really means a lot to me.
I mean, I agree with you.
Good. Eric, your turn.
Oh, boy. This is AEW is better now than it was 2 years ago when Punk debuted.
There you go, Doug. That is kind of a hot take.
It is kind of a hot take. So so this one wasn't a bunt. This was actually a base hit.
No, I do... Because I disagree with that, kind of. Because CM Punk, that's when it was hotter than it ever was. Right now, you got some good shit, but you got a lot of weird shit, too. I like Samoa Joe as the champion. And I liked the whole Swerve and Hangman thing. Trying to integrate those two things together didn't necessarily work for me. And I thought Sting's retirement was handled all right, but not as great as Tony Khan thinks he did.
Right. So, like, and because when Punk debuted, you and I were still watching.
Yeah.
Like, we were still getting the pay-per-views and all that. But then, you know, Punk had to be around for more than 2 months, and it all went to hell. So, I think
we gave up a little before that.
Yeah.
But,
No, I think at that point they were still kind of cooking on all cylinders. Now, all their cylinders but one are burnt out.
Well, I thought AEW went to shit with the Kenny Omega title run, to be completely honest with you. That's when I started not giving a fuck anymore. And I started to tune back in with the Hangman stuff. But then Hangman's title run wasn't the best.
Right.
So
I think Samoa Joe's had the best title run. You see, in those in 2 months.
He hasn't done much yet, but
yeah, but that says a lot. I think
they beat up Taz's son that weighs fucking 110 pounds. I love Samoa Joe, and I'm glad he's the champion. But that place, that place has a lot to do. Mainly, I just don't have the hours in the fucking day. I can't watch 3 shows a week. I can't even do Raw and SmackDown like that. But
well, also we don't have cable.
That's because we got rid of Raw's going to be on Netflix soon, though.
Yeah.
All right, whose turn? You?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Eric.
I wanted to explain more why I think it's better now. Because they brought in Will Ospreay, but Okada, you got Monet now. And I think, in my opinion, I think they are heading in the right direction, back in the direction they were 3 years ago.
Yeah.
At least I hope so. At least from the last 2 episodes of Dynamite, it appears that way.
You're loving it lately, huh?
Yeah. I think they are going in the right direction. And a lot of people have been saying that too. Hopefully it does. Hopefully they can stay consistent.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, me next?
Yeah.
All right, my number 7, Kenny Omega versus Okada were mediocre at best matches. So all those matches that happened 7-8 years ago that the fans were creaming over and all that, and, Jim Cornette was right about those matches. They were really good up to 20 minutes, and then from the 25 to 45 minute mark or however the fuck long they went, they sucked. Kenny Omega is not one of the best wrestlers in the world, in my opinion. I know a lot of people think he is. I think that he is okay. Okada, you take away the Ada, he is just okay. They're not the so-called greatest. Like, I do agree that, you know, when saying Will Ospreay is really the best wrestler or one of the best wrestlers in the world, I can agree with that. These two are just, you know, I said earlier that Brett versus Sean put me to sleep. This one, I could put on a playlist of these two guys' matches. I could get a great 5-hour nap in.
I like Okada.
He sucks. He was better as Samoa Joe's bitch.
No, he fucking wasn't. That was the worst shit ever. I like the Rainmaker.
Yeah, well, the only thing he's making rain right now are pennies.
All right. He's with the Bucks, right?
Yeah, that's what makes him even worse.
Yeah.
Which is him being with the Bucks is actually one of the reasons why I put him on my list.
Don't lean on me. All right, my pick. Number 6?
Yep.
Sergeant Slaughter's heel run was good back in the day. The Iraqi sympathizer gimmick, I enjoyed. I don't care if people outraged about it and he got death threats and shit. I thought it was a good gimmick.
Well, and that's
especially against the real American fucking Hulk Hogan.
Well, the thing is, if they wouldn't have done it while you were at fucking war with Iraq, it would have been better. Or people would have received it better. It was bad timing.
It was art imitating life, Doug.
Yeah, on a very sensitive subject like this.
I heard Jim Cornette talk about it. He's like, it was shitty art! Because Bruce Pritchard said it was art imitating life, and Jim Cornette's like, it's shitty art!
Well, Jim Cornette also paints murals with his own feces.
That's weird. You're getting weird about Jim tonight.
Yeah.
And you love him. Here's the thing, diddly-do. How are you?
Yeah.
You good? You doing all right?
Yeah. I'm fine.
But yeah, that's my hot take. You think it's a shitty one?
Not really.
Not really? Yeah, I like Slaughter's heel run. I thought he was... I liked him taking the belt off Warrior, and I didn't mind the WrestleMania match with Hogan.
No, that was actually a better match than what it should have been. Because they actually, like, put work into the match.
Yeah. Hey, Derek, your turn.
Oh, boy. Monet's debut was better than CM Punk. And what I mean about this is the way that she came out was, like, just better. And I know Punk. I know I'm not, but I love Punk's debut too, and Punk got a bigger pop. I just think it was kind of better.
I mean, Eric's all girl power tonight.
aerosol Mercedes power.
Well, except for the one take where he tried to shit on her, but like he's just like,
and
like,
and
Eric, you keep putting her in most of your hot takes. She's gonna listen to this and take out a restraining order.
The one that was talking about how hot she was earlier.
Yeah.
I think that Mercedes had an all right debut, pretty good, and she looked cool and she had a great ovation, but that the energy in Chicago, I completely disagree. This one is a hot take because I don't agree with it at
well,
all.
Well, because here's the thing. Chicago is a much more riotous crowd than Boston.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
You really do?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Well, because Chicago's shittier than Toronto and Philadelphia. But...
Oh, thanks.
No problem. But like with so, but with the crowd, it's just like Chicago comes more alive. Like Boston, yeah, like they were happy to see Mercedes, but like you're not going to get that Chicago energy.
Where's she from?
She's from Boston.
From Boston.
She got the energy.
Yeah.
It seemed like a good debut.
I think she came out more of a megastar. It just seemed like that.
All right. Your turn, Dougie Wuggy.
All right. My number six, Demolition is the greatest tag team of all time, not the Road Warriors.
I don't think either of them are, but I definitely don't think Demolition is. Road Warriors shit on Demolition.
You know, Bachman wouldn't agree with that.
Nobody agrees with that. That's a hot take.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think with the Road Warriors, like, they were good when they first started out. I think once they got to Vince, it was kind of just like, okay, they kind of, like, they were watered down, and they should have hung it up. Like Demolition knew when Demolition was over, like when the run was done. Road Warriors kept trying to, you know, make magic happen, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but when the magic was the magic, it was way hotter than anything Demolition ever did, in my opinion.
I disagree. I think Demolition were one of the better tag teams because not only could they brawl, like, they were really good workers. Like, Hawk and Animal, like, they were too one-dimensional.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
When a crowd gives a very loud ovation, why isn't it called the Demolition Pop? Why is it called the Road Warrior Pop?
Because that was a term that was determined in the South where demolition didn't work.
Exactly. To me, Road Warriors are just a generational tag team, and Demolition was kind of a ripoff. I had a lot of takes that were going to piss you off tonight.
Yeah. Well, fuck you.
Don't touch me.
You're having me sit next to you.
I know.
Yeah. I just put the microphone on my beard. Just the Road Warriors, in my opinion, and I don't expect a lot of people to agree with this. And I know Boxman wouldn't agree, but I'm still salty at the two times he awarded Karen victories over me in debates, so he can fuck off. Until we need him for something. But, yeah.
Demolition was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Better than the Road Warriors.
My turn.
Yep.
Number five.
Yep.
The fifth one, right?
Yep.
Number five?
Yeah.
Number five?
Yep.
All right. Yes. Eric Bischoff was a better on-screen character than Vince McMahon.
Duh.
I don't think that's a though. No, fuck you both. I think a lot of people thought, before Vince was pooping on heads, I think a lot of people thought that Vince was one of the best on-screen heels of all time. Nobody thought that Bischoff's better. Maybe you guys are the only two. Nobody thinks fucking Bischoff is better.
Obviously three if you're saying it.
Well, yeah, motherfucker. I thought I was being unique. Bischoff was better on screen than fucking Vince.
Well, because...
Yes.
I never liked Vince McMahon. I didn't like him as a commentator.
You didn't like him as a heel? You rooted against him. He did his fucking job.
He did his fucking job, but I think, like, Bischoff, with the fact that he was always hiding behind, like, the lawyers and all that, and, like, he had a longer run of, you know, before he got his comeuppance than Vince did. Because the moment Vince said, hey, I'm, you know, I don't want Stone Cold Steve Austin to be champion, Austin stunned him. Bischoff is revealed as the mastermind of the NWO. It's 6 months before anybody's able to get their hands on him.
Yeah.
So it was a longer build.
I just thought Bischoff was a better smarmy heel. And as Raw general manager, he was impeccable. But even as Hogan's bitch, he was pretty good, too. I liked him as a bad guy boss.
I did, too. That's why, like, I agree with... Because with Vince, like, yes, Vince was a good bad guy, and he got better as the years went on because he became an even bigger piece of shit. Then he started taking them on people's heads.
All right, dude.
Let me show you.
There's been only you can only we have like a quota of four of those show.
Yeah. But. Well, you brought him up, so I'm giving my opinion.
Well, he's got a legacy fucking that spans 50-plus years.
Yeah, which he flushed down the toilet.
See? It was flushed down the toilet. It wasn't on somebody's head.
Yeah. Well, he puts in El Grant's head in the toilet, too.
Oh, that's fucking... But, no, he's, I think a lot of people would think he's, like, one of the better heels of all time.
A lot of people would think that. I don't. Obviously, you don't either, and neither does Eric. I think that he was a bad guy boss that, like, you know, if you were not afraid of him or of never being able to get another job anywhere, you would just run over his foot with your car. Like, Vince McMahon was a scumbag heel. Eric Bischoff was better because, you know,
he was more of a schmarmy,
yeah,
like a sleazy heel.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Your turn, Eric.
I originally had some other tag team in this, but I changed it because the original one I had probably wouldn't it be a hot take, so. The Dudley Boys are the most overrated tag team in wrestling history.
As much as I hate Bubba Ray Dudley, or Bully Ray, or whatever the fuck, I strongly disagree. I don't think they're over. I think the Road Warriors are more overrated than they are.
That's a hot take.
That is a hot take. That's what you wanted, Doug, you fucking prick.
Yeah, no, well, I'm disagreeing.
I originally had the Young Bucks, and I knew you were going to shit on that. I mean, you were going to agree with that, but Young Bucks are saying Young Bucks are the most overrated tag team, not a hot take.
Well, yeah, that's why, like, you did good by, you know, switching them out, because the Dudley Boys are not, the Young Bucks are the most overrated tag team of all time.
After Demolition.
Yeah. After Ole and Gene.
I'm not a big Minnesota Wrecking Crew fan.
You were kissing their ass all last week.
I just said they were good. You're the one that wanted to do an Oli show. R.I.P., by the way.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
No, the Dudley Boys, because they found success everywhere they went. And they were able to get over.
Minnesota Wrecking Crew is way better than fucking Demolition.
Yeah. Fuck you. We're not on Demolition or Minnesota Wrecking Crew. We're talking about the Dudleys.
I like the Dudleys.
I do too. But
I
yeah, no.
WWE too. I was just trying to find a hot take.
Yeah, and you found one.
You found one. All right, your turn, Dougie Wuggy. Had a bear.
All right, number five.
Hurry up.
I will slap that tummy.
I'll fart on you.
I'll fart back.
Might'll be worse.
Dude, I got a powerful cannon.
Oh my god.
Macho Man's best WrestleMania match was not against Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. It was against the Ultimate Warrior.
Bullshit. Bull fucking shit.
What the fuck?
Eric even thinks it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Somebody had their best match against Ultimate Warrior.
Nobody ever has had their best match against Ultimate Warrior. That's bold as a capital shit.
Especially at WrestleMania.
Both at WrestleMania. Both matches were at WrestleMania, Eric.
You're pissing Eric off now, damn it.
Good.
No.
You said no. Fuck you.
No. Warrior wrestled Savage at WrestleMania. They were both matches at WrestleMania, Eric.
Yeah, I know that.
Then why did you just say no?
I was saying no. Never mind.
Never mind, Tucky.
I was saying no to something else.
Yeah.
No.
I was saying no.
So the match with Steamboat is one of the most overrated, like, it's not as overrated as Brett and Sean, but it gets a lot of love for fucking 55 snapmares and 35 arm drags. There was a lot more to the match between Savage and Warrior. And I think that that's like, I think,
definitely a hot take.
I think Savage and Steamboat would rank at like 25. And it would rank it at 25 in like a top 50. And good Lord. And Warrior and Savage would rank it like number 6 or 7.
Bullshit. You know.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
All right, my turn. Number four. You pig.
Number
four.
Yeah.
Big Show is underrated. I think Paul White, and we talked about it a bit last week for the Big Man tier list. I think Paul White gets a bad rap. I think his WCW stuff as the Giant was very good. I think his early Big Show stuff was very good. I think he was a pillar of the Ruthless Aggression era. He made guys like Brock Lesnar. He had good matches with The Undertaker. He had good different reigns in tag teams with Kane. Him and Kane made a believable good tag team. He's done a lot of good shit throughout his career. And he's had a lot. The tag team with Chris Jericho was fun. Even when it turned to a Miz job, it was all right. Big Show has always been a part of pretty good shit, and he's always kind of gotten shit on and talked shit about when he doesn't deserve it. You're out. But I think Big Show, people act like he's
underrated.
I think he's underrated. I really do.
I think he's ranked right where he should be. I don't think he's overrated. I don't think he's underrated.
Fuck you.
I think
I agree with you, Daniel.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
So, do you guys want me to leave you alone so you can add some private time? Eric,
wait, this is my number three, right?
Four.
Are you sure?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't do my number four. I did my number five.
Okay.
Big Show was just like, he started getting overrated towards the end of his career. Ruthless Aggression, he was fine. even the little bit that he was around in the Attitude Era, he was good. But he didn't start getting overrated until everybody didn't really want to see him anymore.
Okay. What do you got, Eric?
I got Tony Khan is a female, this is Carter.
Tony Khan is the female Dixie Carter.
He's Dixie with a
yeah.
cock.
He's the male version of Dixie Carter.
I know that's what he meant, but that's not what he said.
He's Dixie with a Dixie.
Yeah. Dixie with a Dickie.
I think Dixie was a better booker. But
quit
touching my shit.
I almost exited out of there.
Well, stop doing it then.
Well, then fix the
Fuck
damn thing.
You. All right. Dixie was better.
Well, anything's better than Tony Khan. I'd be a better booker than Tony Khan.
I've seen you on GM mode.
Karrion Kross versus Ken Shamrock was a good match, damn it.
They got a 2.5. No, I do think, I think you're right. I think it's a little different. I mean, both had parents' money. I think he's more Mark and Dixie's more dumb, but
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. I see what you're saying. I really do, Bubby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says Doug.
Thank you.
He won't admit it, but he does.
Yeah, he's all
right.
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, my number four. Probably not that much of a hot take, but I really couldn't think of anything. Vern Gagne was right to not make Hulk Hogan AWA champion.
Why?
Because Hulk was not Vern's company. Vern wanted a wrestling champion. And Hulk was not a wrestler. Hulk was an attraction, and I get that. And it probably would have helped Vern to make Hulk champion. But I think Vern was right in his stance.
His company went out of business. And Hulk fucking led the most prosperous era of the WWE.
Okay, maybe this is a hot take.
I think it is. Because Hulk would go on to lead what is called the Golden Age, the Golden Era. And Vern would fucking fail for the rest.
Tomato, tomato.
All right.
Tomato, tomato.
Eric thinks you're cute.
Wow. He's all right.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
All right. My turn. Number three?
Yep.
Think Nitro, I think WCW always had a better undercard than WWE. At least till like 99.
Until 99, yeah. But from probably 95 to 98, I would agree. Now, I do. Obviously, WWF's main events were better.
Yeah. It depends. WCW had some good ones. And with Piper and Hogan, and, you know, when you got Bret Hart into the mix, they always had big names in the main events, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if the match sucked or not, because you saw so much good wrestling anyway, so you could watch Kevin Nash fucking fumble around for a little bit. It felt like star power in the main event. You know what I mean, Jellybean?
Yeah. Right. But no, I can agree with WCW having a better undercard.
Well, I very much appreciate that.
No problem.
What about you, E Nasty?
I can appreciate that. Yes. I agree with that.
Okay. Your turn. Number three.
Bianca Belair is boring. I think her character is boring. She's a great wrestler, but I think she's boring.
There's going to be certain groups coming after you.
And this has nothing to do with No. I just think she's boring. I always find her boring. I've always found her boring.
To do with
no,
they're still going to come after you.
No, they're not going to come after them. It's fucking...
If I call them, they will.
Shut up. There's certain groups of wrestling fans.
I've never been a fan of her character. I think she should be a heel.
She would make a better heel,
yeah.
As a baby face, I think she is on her course.
Yes.
But she's a good baby face. She's a good baby face.
Yeah, she's so good. She doesn't even have a WrestleMania match right now, and she was the first one out of the fucking press conference.
At least she was at the press conference.
It was like when Bailey was a baby face. That's how she was born, and then I became a big Bailey fan.
Because Bailey started showing her tush more.
I like Bailey's tush. But I like Bianca's, too. Bianca's
Ford's a lucky man.
Bianca is a very good wrestler, a very good baby face. I don't think she does need a heel run. I really don't. I disagree with both of you. Fuck you guys.
All
right. Go ahead, Doug.
All right. The Austin Rock WrestleMania trilogy was a better trilogy than Flair and Steamboat in 1989.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I agree with that. Mic drop? Yeah, I think a lot of people would disagree, but I completely agree.
Yeah. Because the reason why is because Austin and Rock, they had a hot feud at the time. In all three phases of their match, Steamboat and Flair was—they were just trying to prove that they could wrestle. All right, which we already knew they could. But I mean, what was the catalyst for their first match? Oh, fucking Flair was picking on Eddie Gilbert, so Eddie Gilbert called Ricky Steamboat to come help him out, and then Steamboat stripped Flair down to his boxers. All right. And then they had a rematch that ended in a controversial 2 out of 3 falls match that went 55 fucking minutes. And then their third match was Flair ended up turning babyface at the end. Like, it was like there was no heat to that feud. Maybe they were great wrestling matches and all that, but it was a shit time for the business. Every time Rock and Austin wrestled each other, the business was hot.
What year was Steamboat?
89.
You know,
that was a shit time for. That was a shit time for WCW.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as other times.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with this. That was my favorite trilogy.
Yeah. No, I agree, and I agree with you. Besides, I mean, Ruthless Aggression Era, I wouldn't call a super hot time for the business. 2003, it was kind of cooling down a bit.
Right.
But I do agree that, especially 2001, they were that feud fucking into WrestleMania 17 is one of my favorite, and that was a great main event match. So
I thought about trying to make fun of WrestleMania 17, but I couldn't bring myself to do it.
No, don't be a dumbass.
No.
It's some of the best wrestling of all. That's one of the best pay-per-views of all time. I don't care what anybody says. And Rock and Austin probably is a better trilogy. And it kind of told the story the whole time. Like the first one was a Rock. It was more about Austin and Vince, and Rock was kind of this puppet, corporate puppet a little bit.
Yeah.
And Austin got the win. Yep. Then you have Rock being the best baby face in the world against Austin, who's returning. And it's basically like fucking Rockstar versus Rock. It's like two of the most elite. It felt like Joe Montana against Tom Brady. You know?
I thought you were going to say Joe Biden versus Donald Trump.
No, it didn't feel like that. It did not feel like that. It felt like good things. It felt like two megastars going at it. And it's the best babyface versus babyface match, even though it didn't end that way. And then the third one with Rock going heel and finally getting his victory and Hollywood Rock. And we're kind of seeing it again now and seeing how much good shit it is, bud.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I thought it worked a lot. I completely agree with you, Douglas.
Oh, thank you.
All right. My turn?
I agree, too, Doug. You know I agree.
Yeah.
You know he agrees. You fuck.
I figured you guys would.
Number two, the PG era had some of the best wrestling.
In WWE, yeah.
Hold on, where else was the PG era? It's only in WWE, Bubba. But I thought, I think this era gets shit on because, Like, I'm a Ruthless Aggression era fan because I grew up. Doug's obviously a Golden Age fan. He likes WCW. He grew up in it. And Eric, you like Attitude Era and stuff like that and shit like that. And it all makes sense that we all like that stuff. But the PG era, I think, gets shit on for no reason. And I get it. The blood was gone. It wasn't edgy anymore. There wasn't really, like, bad... There was some bad writing in there, and there was a lot of green guys. But you had the genesis of, like, all the stars. Now you had a young Kofi, you had a young Cody, you had a young Daniel Bryan. You got him, and if you're a Daniel Bryan fan, this is probably one of the better eras for him. If you're a CM Punk fan, you have to like this era. I don't care what you say, you have to enjoy it, because the pipe bomb is the best of his shit, and then the Summer of Punk and everything afterwards, and his heel title run. There was some really good wrestling matches in here. Jack Swagger.
Doug Ziggler,
if you're a Randy Orton fan, this is the best
mini run
you're going to get. You know,
mini run.
Dolph Ziggler, you had really good wrestling from a lot of people. Cena still had a lot left in the tank. Miz went on a hell of a run. You had some really good runs from some really good guys that are like still around today, and it's I think it gets shit on for
even Jericho.
Yeah, even Jericho had some really good stuff around this time.
If you do a CM Punk, which I think is solid.
Yeah. So, I think this wrestling, and it, like, R-Truth. There's a lot of really good wrestlers that are still around today that, like...
Because they're really putting more of an emphasis on wrestling now.
Yeah, but they were then. They started doing that then, and that's what I'm saying, they get shit on too much.
Yeah.
Because the wrestling matches were still good then. That was probably the best Randy we've ever had. That's probably prime Randy. Is the voice and shit, and the fucking, the heel run, and then the baby face, and all that shit.
Yeah.
Everything after 2016, Randy's, Yeah, but that shit was awesome. Go ahead, Eric.
Bayley is the best women's wrestler in WWE right now.
I mean, I think Dominic Mysterio and Rhea Ripley might disagree with that. And Rhea Ripley, I'm pretty sure, could kick your ass.
I put Rhea above her. But I agree, Bayley is doing some really phenomenal shit.
She's doing awesome right now.
And she also has really good dance partners, because all those... all those broads and Damage Control are talented as well.
Yeah. She's wrestling one of them tonight.
Yep.
Who?
Dakota.
Oh, the one that looks like her?
Yeah.
Dakota. I like
Dakota. Yeah, she's pretty good. I like Australians.
She's pretty hot.
Ooh. All right, Doug.
You're not her type, Eric.
What's your number two? Hurry up.
Ric Flair is the most overrated wrestler of all time. Do I really need to go into detail? Because I've talked about this many times.
No, you don't. And I do disagree with you.
No, you don't.
I know Sharon agrees with you. We've talked about it a lot.
I share that same...
Poor Ricky. To me, if you're a true old school fan, you love old school wrestling. And I love old school to a big extent. And Ric Flair is that. So it's hard for me to really get on that. But I do see what everybody says, and I do get in the modern and, like, in Ruthless Aggression and stuff like that, even in, like, late WCW. But to me, like, 80s Ric Flair, I don't know what the fuck's better than that. But peace to their own.
It's funny because my number one kind of connects with his take right now, but I'll get to that.
And it's basically because I'm a Dusty fan, and Dusty's best dance partner was Rick in my eyes. But, you know.
Not in Dusty's eyes. Dusty always says it's Harley Race.
They put on great matches, too.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for my number one?
Yeah.
This is definitely a hot take. Triple H's Reign of Terror is one of the best championship runs in the history of...
I'd agree if it wasn't considered a reign of terror.
I think it gets shit on too much.
I don't disagree.
There's some really good matches. He might have held the belt for too long, but he did lose it at the right time to Benoit. and everything that it. His matches with Shawn were amazing. I loved the Hell in a Cell match with Nash. The Goldberg stuff, even if it wasn't the best matches, there was a spectacle to it. Same thing with Scott Steiner, and Scott Steiner was on one fucking foot. The Booker T shit obviously sucked, but it, like the match with RVD at the one pay-per-view, he had some really good stuff in there. I thought he was a really good champion, and I thought it made sense for him to hold the title. I don't know who else on Raw could have really been the guy at that point. So I think I like the Triple H was that heel champion that went on that run with Evolution. And fucking, he brought up two of the biggest stars in the business. And, yeah, I thought his Reign of Terror had so much good shit, and it's one of my favorite periods in wrestling. I see why people hate it, but I completely disagree.
Yeah. No, I can see, like, I wasn't a fan of it, but I could see why, you know, people would like it, though, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he did have... I mean, yes, some of those matches did suck, but you are right in saying that the match with Kevin Nash was a really good Hell in a Cell match. That he did right. The Shawn stuff, he definitely did right.
Yes. There was a lot he did right around that time. I think once you get into like 2006, 2007, 2008, it kind of goes away from... But that 2004, 2005 Reign of Terror, I had no problems with at all. I really liked it. All right. Eric, what is your number one, sir?
My number one, Charlotte Flair is the most overrated team women's wrestler of all time.
Amen.
Hear, hear.
I disagree.
Tony had a connection with those.
Well, yeah, because I chose the Flair with a penis and you chose,
the one without one.
Yeah.
And you know I can't stand Charlotte Flair. So. I've said that many times on the show. What's your take, Daniel? I know Doug's, but...
I don't mind Charlotte, but yeah, she is a bit overrated. She was everywhere. I think they were just trying to make her really popular, and I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent on Charlotte. I guess I agree with you.
That sounded so like...
I just don't give a fuck about her that much. I love Rick. Charlotte, she's all right. I like Sasha better and Bailey and Becky and them. And I'm an Asuka fan.
Asuka,
you be for Asuka.
Talk about underrated.
I completely agree. All right, Doug. Be a gem and give us your pick.
All
right. Cocksucker.
Tony Khan is the Vince Russo of this era.
Really?
Yes. And because... he is coming up with shit. I mean, every once in a while he gets something that sticks to the wall, but...
You stick to the wall.
Well, I sweat a lot. but no, I think, like, as far as people that don't know what the fuck they're doing, which Russo never did, I think Tony Khan is right there with him. So,
I agree with that.
He's definitely the Vince Russo of this era. If you were going to compare him to anybody, it would be Russo.
Not Dixie?
No.
I'm not as high on Tony Khan as I was 2 years ago. I've come around. It took me a long time, but I have come around.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. This is a lot of fun.
It definitely was. I think we got each other riled up quite a few
times. Yeah, this was a fun episode. We got to talk a lot of shit. You guys want to know what we're doing next week?
That'll be nice.
Since WrestleMania is coming to Philadelphia, I wanted to do, in my opinion, the best wrestling show to take place in Philadelphia, Unforgiven 2000.
Unforgiven 2000?
Unforgiven 2000.
Yes.
That was the four-way, right?
Unforgiven 2000.
That was the four-way, right?
Yeah.
All right.
At
Unforgiven 2000.
That's what we're doing next week.
I forgot that show was in Philadelphia.
Awesome.
And it's a really good show, and I can't wait to watch it this week and do it next week, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you, guys.
Love you, too.
Love you, Clannis. Yeah, 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 yeah.